leading up to the great sporting events 2026.
Welcome to listening to the New English Language Radio News Bulletin dedicated to the major sporting events of 2026, brought to you by Radio Club 103 Dolomiti and Radio Pew, the Agordino radio station.
Italy's curling team returns to the Olympic podium in the mixed doubles at Milano Cortina 2026, winning a crucial bronze medal. A key figure is Stefania Constantini, a native of Cortina d'Ampezzo, who, together with Amos Mosina, defeated Great Britain 5-3 with a top-level performance, igniting the home crowd at the Cortina Curling Olympic Stadium. For Constantini, the local hero, this medal confirms her world-class status after Olympic and world golds, adding another historic achievement. The Dolomites welcome President Sergio Mattarella to Cortina for the 2026 Olympics as a sign of closeness not only to sport, but also to mountain communities, young people and businesses. Lorraine Burton highlights the symbolic value of the visit at a time of renewal and confidence, calling on the head of state to keep supporting sustainable development in mountain areas and the Olympic legacy. Innova AA is launched as the world's first innovation center dedicated to the practical adoption of artificial intelligence and digital technologies in the eyewear industry. Based in Belluno, it is promoted by ANFAO, Confindustria Belluno Dolomiti and iVisory, with Certotica. Open to all companies in the sector, it aims to support digital transformation to boost competitiveness, productivity and innovation in an increasingly challenging global market.
Weather forecast for the Dolomites area.
General evolution. For most of the week, the Veneto Mountains will be influenced repeatedly by a weak westerly humid flow with a lot of clouds but insignificant precipitation, more likely between Tuesday evening and Wednesday morning and during Saturday. Temperatures will gradually increase until Friday, especially the highs.
Milan Cortina represents not only Italy's return to the international winter scene, but also a demonstration of how our country continues to play a leading role in celebrating and promoting the noblest values of global sport.
Towards the major events of 2026.